Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the program. We are kicking off hour number three of the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold, so if you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me.
Ooh, zing.
Oh, man. You've been canceled.
Demerit.
You're taking my voice away. What are you, a virus of COVID?
No, I'm a fascist big tech company. I heard you were giving misinformation about medical stuff.
I decided
to silence
different
you.
Ideas
silence.
About the same thing at the same time. Oh, nope, there I go.
All right. Anyway, who are you?
Peakless Mountaineer.
And you?
It's Ian.
All right. We've been talking about this article from AeroMagazine.com, the title of which is What If We're Wrong? And it goes on to talk about, well, a whole bunch of things surrounding the actual reaction to, you know, COVID and treatments for it and the discussion around it and the science around it and more so the process around it. And we can continue talking about that. But
it is never wrong.
Yeah. But we have some folks holding.
You hearing that, Captain?
I don't hear anything. No.
This sounds a little fuzzy.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, really?
I'll see what I can do. You keep doing. You keep talking.
All right. But we do have some phone callers calling. We have Michael in California calling. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear us?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I have a question for you. Do they make you take the COVID-19 vaccine before being jailed?
The answer is no, at least not here in New Hampshire. I don't know what the rules would be in other places as far as the federal government, prisons or other state jails or prisons. But here it was a choice. It wasn't a choice they asked about upon going into the jail, but it was later on. There was a certain time at which they came into the cell blocks and they went around to all the inmates and said, would you like the COVID-19 vaccine? And they took sign-ups from those who wanted the vaccine, and then like a week or so later, a bunch of nurses showed up on the cell block, and it was vaccine day.
Interesting, because I thought, you are of the I have a medical condition, sort of type of person. So I was under the impression that they did attempt to get you to take it, and you did your medical exemption claim, and that's why you were sort of kept in medical and almost solitary.
No, what happened with me, I have a medical exemption to wearing a mask.
The mask, right.
I mean, I presume I could get one for a vaccine as well.
Sure.
But that I have from an actual doctor from Massachusetts who has come up to some of our meetups here. He's a great guy. And so upon entering the jail, when I was being processed, the first thing they said was, everyone has to wear a mask. All inmates must wear a mask at all times. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm medically exempt. You can call my doctor if you want. I mean, he'll tell you I'm medically. I don't have my little card on me because I was arrested without any clothes.
Right.
They brought me clothes later once I was in the FBI's custody. All I had was a robe on at the time. So I didn't have my wallet on me. I didn't have my card from my doctor. But I said, here's my doctor's name. Here's his, generally where his office is located. I don't have his number, but if you want to call him, you can. I don't know if they ever did. I don't think that they did, but they never told me that they did, but they never made me put a mask on from that point forward.
Now, to be clear, just for the caller, Michael, you were being held in Merrimack County Jail.
That's right.
This is a different type of an establishment than like an actual prison.
Correct. Jail is a place where they hold people pretrial and or those who are sentenced typically to no more than a year's time.
Does that help you out, Michael?
Yes, I thank you for your answer.
My pleasure.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go right away to the Domster calling from Ohio. Domster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain, Ian, Tiglis, so good to speak with you all, and Ian, it's great that you're back.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for writing me while I was in jail. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, it made my day to see your reply. So I was going to say, so the other podcast I love to listen to is I like to listen to Dave Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
And a few days ago, he talked about how the banks are really worried because supposedly during the pandemic, people have been paying off their credit cards and not using their credit cards.
Hmm.
And that's a major revenue source for them being, you know, evaporating. So I wonder, have you guys heard about that? Or what are your
that's
thoughts
first
on
I've
that?
Heard of it.
No, that's news to me. I'm glad to hear people are able to pay off their debts during, you know, a difficult time, right? Like if, you know, a lot of people weren't working as a result of that. But I guess all that government money is good for something, right? Like,
well, and it is one of the best investments that a person can make when they suddenly have a windfall. It's like if you're paying like 29.9% on a credit card,
my God.
And suddenly you have, you know, $1,400, it's like, cha-ching. I mean, it is absolutely certain that you are getting the, like, 30% return by just not having to pay them
pay
extra
that
money.
In the future, that's a good point. You know, I hope that the banks go down because, you know, we want to see those. I think, I mean, I can't speak for everybody else, but a lot of us in the crypto world would love to see the failure of many of those institutions. Good riddance.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
You know, there's a caveat there. A little tiny one, and that is to say that as far as banking institutions go, if you have to have one, at least you switch from like a major bank, you know, a Chase or anything like that, just, you know, throwing out a potential name there, but switch to a credit union.
Yep,
that's the one that I bank with, the first one you mentioned.
get out of there. Open an account with any credit union, whatever's local to you. Generally, you can find some sort of either even a community, you know, within a county, or a specialty if you are in a certain industry. You can find that type of credit union, or just a regular community credit union. Because the profits that they make, they distribute amongst the people who bank, for the most part. Not all of it, obviously. But
they keep the fees down in a lot of cases, and the rates are decent.
And their customer service is outstanding
by
orders of magnitude.
It's hard to, you know, I really want to like the banks / the credit unions. A lot of the good people work in those businesses, but, man, they all have to just fillet the state all day long, every day, and it sucks.
It's hard to appreciate an industry when their existence is contingent upon state violence.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the banks are they only exist because we are kept out of the market. We are kept from improving conditions because we can't just go in and do things better.
The if everybody and, you know, a large percentage of people were to just move out of the major advertiser banks, as I'll call them, and move into community credit unions, that would be a really nice first step to help drive another, you know, a stake of fear into those banking institutions. And then, of course, the move to cryptocurrency. The blockchain itself has the ability to do to the banks what Craigslist did to the newspaper industry. So it's just a matter of time.
Put it out of business, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could have a bank in your pocket. The technology exists for that to happen. It's just it hasn't been developed yet. The developers haven't made it happen yet. So if you are raising children right now, or you have children that are, you know, trying to figure out what to do with their life post the government indoctrination centers, I recommend putting them into development of some kind, because there are not enough developers to make this happen fast enough, for me, in my opinion. And developers can find a job anywhere, in any place, at any time, almost across the entire earth.
Now, do you think it's interesting that a lot of the credit card companies are starting to invest in and investigate cryptocurrency so that they might survive the coming shift? Because that's what this is. This is an absolute shift from the legacy system of finance into a better system, and some of them would like to still be around after that shift.
Yeah,
starts.
And there are a handful of banks that are also looking at that and trying to integrate those things, mm-hmm. So kudos to them.
Yeah, we covered
that. Is that Ripple that you're speaking of?
No, they're not a bank.
We did cover that a leaked document from Chase talked about how they are right on the precipice of either Bitcoin replacing currency or stopping existing, and it's still here.
Donster, did you have more?
That's all for me. I hope to see you guys at Forkfest.
Yep, good to hear from you, brother. We'll see you then. Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in talk program where you get to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number for that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Bigless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. That means no one can tell you what to do. You do a lot of things. You could put on an event. You could just come there to have a good time and hang out with other people and party a little bit. You could just come and camp out. Or you could, do business with other liberty-minded folks. It's all up to you. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also find the link to the unofficial Telegram channel and the unofficial forum. Again, links to all that can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there.
No more independent place than that.
Well, at least, anywhere in the lower 48, possibly even the United States. Anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts.
I wish I could go. It sounds like this is going to be the biggest year yet.
Oh, yeah.
We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, in honor of Ian, as I'm talking to you, I'm blasting Richie Havens' Freedom at Woodstock, 1969, I'm talking to you.
Don't take the brown acid.
No,
it is an inferior quality.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't understand
that. There's a meme going around the internet that's something like, if you give individuals the ability to do whatever they want, you get Woodstock. If you give government the ability to do whatever they want, you get a whole bunch of murder.
Mm. Yep. Go ahead, David.
Right on. So we might as well have fun with law. So here's how to... having fun with law, how to F your ex using the law. And so, and I know because this was done to me, and anybody can do it to anybody you're splitting up with when you got kids, and it's fun. So here's what you do. If you happen to be in a situation where you split up with your partner and you got a kid or two, and you are behaving as mature adults and you're exchanging children back and forth between your now separate households, and then one day you decide that you want to really put the screws to your ex and do them in good, here's what you do, is when the children are with you, then you go to the courthouse and you pay your $100-and-some-dollar filing fee and file for custody or divorce with custody or whatever the terminology is in your state, in your jurisdiction. And you will immediately be handed, by virtue of having been the first one to the courthouse, while in possession of the children, you got to be in possession of the children at the moment to make this work, you'll be handed an ex parte order, meaning that there's no hearing. They just give it to you, a judge's order. They just give it to you because you paid money for it. You don't have to have a hearing, and the other partner can't object to it or anything like that. It's just automatic. And
or you could just be kind to your ex and, try to be friendly.
Right. Well, I tried that, and this was done to me, and we're having fun here. Since it's boring to talk about the law in the forward direction, we're having fun with the law and reverse engineering and seeing what fun we can have.
Yeah.
So
well, it doesn't sound like fun. Hang on, because all you're doing here, David, is you're pointing a gun at your ex. You're inciting violence by using this methodology. Even if you had it they're pointing it at you.
I was being facetious and sarcastic and using satire to expose your government. That's what I was doing.
It certainly underlines the point that when you choose a mate, it is the most important decision of your life. And if you choose poorly, they may end up pointing guns at you.
Well, and the guns of government, too.
But you can't always know. You don't have a crystal ball. The person that you know at one moment is not necessarily the same person 10 years later or whatever. So, yes, I agree with you. However, well, That's debatable. But anyway, to finish what I was saying is that what happens is, and the point of all this is this system should not exist. And so I'm exposing the system that should not exist.
I agree.
Okay? So you'll get this ex parte temporary domestic order. And what that temporary domestic order does is give the person who paid for it, who happens to be in possession of the minor children at the moment, it gives them complete say over the lives of the children and whether or not their other parent gets to see them before the pending court hearing, which will not occur until 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months down the road.
Now, is this an extension of family court that does the ex parte? So, as I understand it, family court is historically extremely biased in the favor of the female member of a partnership.
Yes.
So,
yes,
if you had attempted this, I wonder if you would have met with the same amount success wielding the iron fist of the state against your former loved one.
It would have worked because they've left no loopholes. There's no way they could discriminate against me because if I go there to pay the filing fee, they have to give it to me. And it's a cookie cutter order. It says the same for everybody. They can't change that. And the cops cannot take children from one parent and give to the other in violation of that order. So it's bulletproof without a second emergency petition to the court. So if you want to look for a loophole, Mountaineer, then yes. What you would do to counter that is you would file a motion for emergency hearing and see if the court grants you an emergency hearing because your ex is not allowing you any access to your children during the pendency of the temporary domestic order.
Thanks for the advice.
Appreciate the call, David.
Stories like that's why I got a vasectomy at age 23.
Yeah, well, and to Peakless Mountaineer's point, the family court system doesn't even resemble the regular court system. And we talk regularly here on Free Talk Live about the horrors of just the regular court system and how that doesn't really work and really it doesn't provide much justice at all. And most people end up taking plea bargains and, you know, saying, you know, or accepting sentences that they certainly don't deserve because they're unaware of how the system actually works. But family court is... it's like the hell of courts, right? It's another level below regular courts.
Courts have to at least pretend that they have rules, whereas family court has no such need at pretense.
Yeah.
It's whatever the judge says is the actual thing that they are pretending to do.
And the judge and the family court lawyers know each other very well. Many of them regularly have lunch together and all of this kind of a thing. And they collude together to make as much money as they possibly can out of the situation, bankrupting a lot of people who are seeking some sort of relief. More Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States is monitoring the movements of 2 Iranian warships that may be heading for Venezuela. Politico reports that the pair of vessels, a frigate and a ship used as a forward base, are being watched by U.S. intelligence officials as they appear to be heading for the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. Their final destination, still unknown. Ties between the two nations have strengthened in recent years, with Iran one of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's few remaining close allies. And after the defeat of a bill to create a congressional commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, One House member is calling on President Biden to take action. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia urged Biden Saturday to form a presidential commission to investigate the riots and make recommendations to prevent future incidents. A Friday vote to create a congressional commission fell 6 votes short of passing the Senate. This is USA Radio News. Two scientists believe that they've uncovered the origins of the coronavirus, and their findings contradict much of what we've been told for the last year and a half. Mike Fortier reports.
A London professor and a Norwegian scientist reveal in a new paper they have proof the coronavirus was invented in a Chinese lab. The paper obtained by London's The Daily Mail and posted online Saturday. According to the research paper, unique fingerprints found in COVID-19 samples prove the virus was created through laboratory manipulation. Chinese scientists are also accused of reverse engineering the samples to make it look like the virus originated naturally. This new study, though, finds the virus has no credible natural ancestor. The 22-page paper to be published soon in the Quarterly Review of Biophysics Discovery. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the UK. Early lab tests suggest the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
It's Ian.
And I want to take a minute and say thank you to Am I Free to Go, who is a silver level amplifier. Am I Free to Go donates $5 per month for the reason or for the effort to get this particular radio show that you're listening to onto more radio stations. We're on around 200 stations right now. We could be on 250. We could be on 300 radio stations, maybe more. It's all up to you. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you become an amplifier, there's some little perks for you. There's an AMP-only Facebook group and an AMP-only podcast and a couple of other things. But the real reason is to help us spread the message of peace, freedom, love, and liberty to more radio stations, to more people. And so we say thank you again to Am I Free to Go for your contributions. We appreciate you. All right, moving right along, let's just go ahead and talk to... Actually, hang on, Rusty, stand by. I wanted to mention we were talking about family court in the previous segment and the horrors of it. There is a documentary that's out there. It's called Divorce Corp, C-O-R-P, Divorce C-O-R-P. And it's one... I mean, it's...
Well worth watching.
It's a documentary, but, man, it is a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it is scary in a way that horror movies are not scary. It highlights all the things we were talking about the horrors of family courts and how the judges and the lawyers sort of work together to just really drain people's bank accounts. And really nothing much more than that is what most people get out of family court. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, they have no intention of upholding a certain decorum in those courts.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go to Rusty, who's calling from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy. I just wanted to welcome Ian back. Glad he's out.
Thanks.
Good hearing your voice again. And I guess this is one more reason for New Hampshire to become an independent country. Hopefully it'll happen before your trial. But
can't happen soon enough, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of briefly talk about Bitcoin. See, I know you aren't giving a financial advice or anything, but get your opinion, see if you think it's a bear market that we're in now. Bitcoin recently went under the 21-week EMA. The pie graph, it did a cross there, signaling the top. And it seems that Bitcoin dominance is also dropping, too. So would y'all think it may we're entering the altcoin season?
Ooh, what is the Bitcoin dominance? I haven't looked at these things since I've gotten out of or since I was put into jail. So what's the current Bitcoin dominance?
Are you even allowed to? Because I know Arya has restrictions at even looking at these things.
I'm not allowed to use cryptocurrency or go to any website that would allow me to transfer or to save or to give or anything like that. But I think I can get information. If I could use an internet connected device, I think I could go and actually look at the prices
or read articles about what's going on.
But I can't at this time, so.
Rusty?
It's 44%, I guess.
Wow.
Bitcoin dominance. It was low at 39 back on
that's
May
19th. Definitely alt season. That's like 2017 levels because when I went into jail, so let me explain, when I went into jail in March, Bitcoin dominance was at like 65%, I believe. Now, for listeners that don't know what that means looking at the entire market cap of all the crypto, sort of the ones that anybody looks at, the top few thousand cryptocurrencies, the total value of all of those things, what percentage of that total value is created by Bitcoin compared to all the rest?
Right.
So it was, like, back in early 2017, it was like 90%. It went all the way down to, like, in I think the 30s or the 40s or something like that. It's been a while since I've looked at it. And then it went back up to like 65-70%. That's where it's been for the last few years. And now you're saying it's at 45%?
44. It was 10 days ago. It was at 40. Yeah.
So that means that people are moving out of Bitcoin and into these alternatives like Bitcoin Cash or Dogecoin. I've actually heard a lot of... While I was in jail, surprisingly, I got a radio. It took me like 3 or 4 weeks to finally get a little handheld portable radio that I could listen to. So I was able to listen on occasion to Free Talk Live because we have an affiliate that covers the jail. And unfortunately, baseball preempted the show almost all the time, so I barely heard any of the show. But anyway, there was also NPR station that I was able to listen to. Normally, I don't spend much time with them, but I did listen to some because I couldn't listen to Free Talk Live. And they actually did a show about Dogecoin. There was a whole half-hour-long presentation about this guy that bought a bunch of Dogecoin and like made more money than he's ever seen in his entire life. And it's been talked about, and there was a morning show on the talk station I was listening to that also was talking about Dogecoin. So there's a lot of attention on some of these alternatives, and that's good because Bitcoin isn't really that useful these days.
The problem that I have, I recognize the Bitcoin dominance has fallen, and that does mean that people are looking at and moving into other currencies.
Yeah.
But the problem that I have with saying that Bitcoin is dead or anything like that,
it's not dead.
Isn't necessarily something I'm willing to say. And with regards to calling it a bear market or whatever, I'm leery of really giving much of an opinion because all of the other cryptocurrencies dipped. Even though the dominance has moved around, the dip has been sort of across the board.
That's usually how it happens,
right? But what I'm saying is, you are absolutely correct. What I'm saying is, it's not going to really be alt season until one of these cryptocurrencies moves in opposition to Bitcoin in the gain way. In other words, I'm saying that if Bitcoin dips, it should not affect one of these other cryptocurrencies. Eventually, these alt currencies should be independent of any Bitcoin dip.
That's not what defines alt season.
And that, to me, is when alt season will be upon us.
That's not my understanding of what alt season is. What you're talking about is an alternative coming on to dominate Bitcoin.
Yes.
We've not seen that ever happen.
Right.
Alt season previously had been described as when money value or whatever, when value moves from Bitcoin to these others.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen happen. So, yes, the value of the entire market has gone down, but at the same time, people are saying, I want to sell Bitcoin and get something else, whether it be Dash or Bitcoin Cash or whatever.
But do we know how much money moved out of crypto and back into USD?
I guess you could look at the total market cap and see that.
Yes. Well, when it went from like 60,000 to 40,000, that's a pretty good indicator of how much is moving out. I mean,
right.
It's a weird thing that like a lot of people are trying to get there to be a thing that we gauge all of the cryptocurrencies on. I forget what the term for that is, but just
the total global market cap would be that.
Well, like with stocks, they have so they'll take a bundle of tech stocks and sort of average out what they're doing to give you an index.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
the word.
Like the Dow Jones and the S&P,
Yeah, and I've basically thought of Bitcoin as the index for the crypto market since there isn't one. But in this case, it's showing a major variance.
Now, index would be the global market cap for all the sort of noteworthy cryptos combined. And you can look at CoinMarketCap.com. You can look at CoinGecko.com. These are two of the biggest, I would say, and most useful sort of listing sites.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually an indicator right at the top of what the total market cap was or is at the moment. And I believe it hit like $2 trillion, maybe even more, while I was in jail.
Well,
I'm not sure.
And before the big dip, too, just, to expand on your point, I guess, Ethereum itself was at almost $4,000. And that was the big news until the dip happened, and then everything dipped, and now Ethereum's at, $2,300 or something.
But it's still newsworthy because it has gained on Bitcoin.
Well, it gained market share, and it also is starting to hit benchmarks that we previously only heard Bitcoin hit, which is, it's now more valuable than X Bank or, J.P. Morgan Chase or something like some big-name institutions and that kind of a thing. So, to me, I was thinking that the cryptocurrency market was finally going to expand, in ways that it hadn't before, but then the big dip hit, so now I'm I don't know. I hope that answered your questions, Rusty. We appreciate the call. 603-283-6160. Do you think alt season is upon us? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The telephone number, well, we're in the final segment, so you're likely not going to get on. But for future reference, it's 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 for future reference. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining
Peakless
me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer, we were talking during the break there about...
One thing I wanted to point out is, like, he's asking, is it a bear market? And as far as I know, a bear market is when it is going down. I mean, technically, like, the last, you know, week or so-ish, it's
Where
been sort of slowly going down.
From to refer
bull
to
bull
market
and bear market, yeah, it's... It's an old stock thing.
I learned it last year, what it means. So the bear, sort of like the classic bear attack, is to claw downwards, like attack down. And then the bull attack is to sort of run its head upwards into you, right? So the idea is the bull is going up and the bear is coming down.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's asking, is it a bear market? And as far as I know, what usually happens is that as summer comes up, it drops.
Right.
And then it pretty much stays down. And then as you get into fall, it goes back up.
That's been the case so far, year over year,
I mean, yeah,
for Bitcoin.
There's no predicting any of this, of
nope.
course.
Right.
But as I see it, I mean, yeah, you'd want to, like, you know, it's a speculative investment to a lot of people, so you'd want to spend it on, you know, vacations and houses, and, you know, no one wants to move in the winter. So, I mean, it's probably headed down maybe a little bit further, but it's probably going to stay down for the summer and go up in the fall if it does what it has usually done. So as far as a bear market, maybe a little, but it is probably going to level off and then go up.
We don't know what's going to happen in the future, but if you look at the last two, we were just looking at some of the charts over at CoinMarketCap.com, looking at the global market cap, yeah, and looking at the Bitcoin dominance charts, which shows Bitcoin and comparing it to the other cryptos and looking and seeing what's been going on. It definitely looks like alt season to me, and it looks like a pretty strong one, because Bitcoin hasn't been down this low as far as this dominance is concerned. I don't recall it being this low in the last few years.
Has it ever been below 50%? 80%?
Yes. Yeah, you can pull up that chart again and take a look and see when the last time was.
And to clarify, alt season doesn't mean that there is an alternate that is looking to replace it. It just means that more of the value is moving into the other cryptocurrencies.
Combined, yeah.
Yeah, right. Combined as compared.
Ethereum is the biggie, but the rest of them, they put them all together in quote-unquote others, and that's where the bulk of it's going.
Now, I was speculating because I've seen technology, I'm old, right? I'm 49. I've seen technology, you know, the advent of the PC, the advent of the cell phone, the pager, right? These things were new to me as the technologies were invented. And so I've seen these in, well, just my everyday life. And that's called the market, right? Regular people start adopting this stuff and start using it on a regular basis. That means you've hit the mainstream market, right? That kind of a thing. And so I've seen all of that. I've seen the advent of, you know, Microsoft and all that kind of thing. A bunch of people bought stocks and got rich off of doing that. And I missed out on all those opportunities because, well, I was busy partying and rock and roll and all that kind of stuff. Cryptocurrency rolls around, Bitcoin specifically, and I recognized it as the same kind of a thing is happening again with the internet and software and PCs and all these technologies that I'd seen.
Except bigger.
I recognized that I'm like, oh, this is one of those things that's going to change the entire market.
Mm-hmm.
And except it's going to change the market of currency.
Right.
And so, you know, I took a risk because I thought it was a good idea, and I thought to myself, I am not going to miss out on this one.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Because I missed out on all the other ones, right? I didn't buy any Microsoft stock. I didn't put any money into, like, the cell phone companies and all that kind of stuff as the technologies were coming up.
And it's kind of great because this one gives you the chance to buy in. I missed the first time that this shot up, but I did not miss the next time that this shot up.
Nice.
Well, and so to get to my point, specifically during what I'm going to refer to as the search engine wars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This was a very tenuous time in the early internet times. Businesses, only tech companies had email, right? Most people, regular individuals didn't even have like a Hotmail address yet, or something, you know, any kind of an email address. I remember there being like the Today Show where like the hosts of that television program were like, what is an at sign? Something at something? We don't understand, right? It was hard for them to comprehend. Why do we need email?
Fax machine?
Why do we need email? We can just write letters.
This internet's just a fad.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this thing will die off.
It's tulip mania.
Yeah. I have a fax machine. What do I need email for? Right. All this kind of stuff. And the same thing was being said about cryptocurrency. Now, the thing that gets me is that it appears to me from what I've looked into it, and I'm no, like, economist. I'm just a guy with a computer who looks at stuff. It appears to me that the cryptocurrency market still is mirroring the search engine markets during the search engine wars. And that is to say, everybody was rushing. There was one, the most popular one I remember was Ask Jeeves, but I don't know if that was the dominant one, but there was
AltaVista,
that may have been the dominant
one. Yahoo was pretty big.
Yahoo was in there. There's several other search engines, Dogpile, Dice, they were all sort of racing for the top.
Well, and that right there does put a little contradistinction between the two phenomena, because, like, there wasn't... This is the search engine, and then everyone copied their code, and that one still was dominant. There wasn't a single dominant search engine. There were a few dominant search engines.
Well, there was a handful of search engines that at least were being used, and everybody behind these was, you know, they're hiring developers to, like, how do we make ours the best? How do we dominate this? And so they were all busy trying to do that and trying to figure out what people wanted in a search engine.
And then Google came about.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this thing called Google. And whereas all the other search engines' web pages that you would land on were all very super busy trying to get you to, you know, do all sorts of things, advertise to you, et cetera, and so on, Google comes out of nowhere and kind of, again, like Craigslist, I hate to, you know, sort of beat that horse, but just a blank page with a field in it that you typed something in. You know, and it was so different, so radically different from all the other search engines that it shot up to the top. Now, why do I say all of this? Because the cryptocurrency market still mirrors that battle for the search engines. It's still on that same trajectory where, you know, so eventually I predict, and it's just my opinion, I'm not an economist, I'm not a cryptocurrency expert, but eventually I predict that there is going to be a cryptocurrency that solves a whole bunch of problems that are currently only being solved by individual cryptocurrencies.
It may already exist.
It may already exist for all we know, or some guy in a basement somewhere.
There's 10,000 cryptos on that CoinMarketCap site. Who's got the time to research all those?
Yeah. So I predict that there will be a cryptocurrency that will come out of nowhere and sort of, you know, be the Google of cryptocurrency. Hopefully they don't turn into
evil.
Evil, which, you know, we've seen from Google. But
well, fortunately, we have a much better ability to take the market away from an evil cryptocurrency than we did to take the market away from an evil search engine.
Yeah, agreed. And the other thing about just cryptocurrency in general is, you know, outside of a new security strip in your $20 bill, outside of them doing, like, you know, goofy new artwork on your all of your currencies, the regular currencies, I can't remember the last time a government innovated something in a currency. Right. Whereas
they put the strip in a couple decades.
That's
ago.
What I said.
Ooh, they made it look like Monopoly money.
Yeah, outside
they did that too.
Outside of the security strip and maybe some new artwork, I haven't seen any innovations in currency coming from governments in my entire life. Whereas in the last 10 years, the existence of cryptocurrency in general, there have been hundreds of thousands innovations in currency.
And they upgrade constantly. One Bitcoin Cash, for instance, I think has a mandatory upgrade every twice a year, 6 months.
And so there's no possible way for government-sponsored money, fiat money, central bank money, there's no possible way for them to keep up with that level of innovation.
So fast. It's actually a little overwhelming as a user. It's like, wait, I got to update my client again? Jeez, what are they doing now?
Yep.
I'm on a completely different expectation. I think there will be different niches that different cryptocurrencies fall into. So, like, right now, the dominant one is Bitcoin, which its primary purpose right now is as a store of value. Now, I think that niche is going to continue to exist, and I think it's going to be a big part of it, but there are going to be other important niches like spendability, features, and privacy.
The question is, what will the market value?
Indeed.
Well,
time will tell.
I think privacy is going to be it kind of already is. It kind of already. There's so many coins that are like,
Monero wasn't even in like the top 20. And that's the key. That's the number one privacy coin. I don't know where it, like I said, I don't know where it is right now. But if you go to CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko, it'll show you. I don't know if people value privacy. I mean, look at all the privacy they give up on a day-to-day basis.
Well, and I think that they're going to have a comparable thing to, like, water and power. What's more valuable? Well, you need both.
Right.
And you're going to want features and you're going to want privacy, but maybe not at the same time.
We are out of time for today's episode. If you missed any of us, find our archives at freetalklive.com. We're here 7 nights a week. From 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Thanks to everyone for listening, and peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.